Following talk was recorded on the 20th of August 2023 by ministerial candidate Ros Goldsborough, entitled Wisdom of the Seven Masters.
Thank you, Julian. And I really love that prayer from Kelly. It's like, oh, she's just done my talk. Awesome. Thank you. The way that things will always come together in the right way. So this is a shameless advertisement, really, for our meditation retreat practices that we're going to be doing in November. This is a taster. And I can just assure you, by the end of this, you'll be clamoring to come. You'll say, yeah, I want to be there. So jump on and come on board. There's a lovely story from Thich Nhat Hanh. He tells the story about when his niece was visiting him at Plum Village. That was where where he was living in France. And she was outside with her friends. They were playing around and he was in his meditation room. And then after a while, he could hear this knock, knock, knock on his door. And he goes to the door and his niece is there and she says, Uncle, we're thirsty, we're thirsty. So he comes out of the meditation room and makes them some apple juice. So he, you know, Plum Village, they have orchards. So he's getting the apples and makes this juice. And then he goes back into the room. But not very long later, his niece is rapping on his door again. Uncle, uncle, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty. He comes out and he said, well, I made you some apple juice. They're on the bench. And he said, no, she said, I didn't want to drink it. It's all dirty. And he said, no, look at it now. It's been sitting still. It's been sitting there and it's all clear. All the stuff has fallen down to the bottom. And she looked at him and she said, is that why you sit for so long? And there is something in that, isn't there? That's why we do it. So this work, this book, The Seven Masters, One Path, came to me quite by chance. A woman down in Christchurch, an old-time Unity person, apparently, I had never heard of her, called me up one day and she said, do you want some Unity books? I said, well, sure. And in the box that she sent me was this one, Seven Masters, One Path. I hadn't heard of John Selby before, but I really liked it. And so as I started to explore it, I thought, why not? We'll use this because I don't know about you. I like simple. Anyone else like simple? Master something. You know, when Charles Fillmore gave us the instruction, make affirmation a habit of mind and your good will start to ooze out of you. I thought, cool, I can do affirmations and I can make them a habit of mind. And there we go, good oozes out. So in this book, The Seven Masters, he starts with, and I've been practicing making sure I say this right, but I probably get it wrong, Patanjali. So he's a yoga master. Yoga, it seems like he's almost the father of yoga practices. And his work, and I do one of his practices here at the village on Fridays, and we twist ourselves into these strange postures. So it's discipline and it's effort and it's like control, and we practice these breathing techniques. Why? So that we can actually free up the breath. Because I didn't know, and perhaps you know this, but the breath gets trapped in all sorts of places in our bodies. And so that's why we do these extraordinary things to our bodies to free it up. So this first part of this tradition that we're learning from John Selby is to use the power of our word. I am breathing freely. So that's our first focused phrase, if you like, as we go into meditation. And almost every meditation practice I've come across, there's always a focus on breathing. In fact, when Kelly started the prayer, there was a focus on breathing. So we, in this particular one, just take a moment now and focus on the breath coming in your nose and feel it through your body, the chest rising, the belly, and say to yourself, I am breathing freely. So, breathing freely. And that's how we'll start each of these sections going through. The other next thing that we often want to do with meditation is to stop the chattering of our mind. And Lao Tzu, I always called him Lao Tzu, but I was listening to how the Chinese pronounce his name, and it's Lao Tzu. Quieting the mind. Selby says there's nothing deeper in meditation than mastering the process of quietening our thoughts and entering into a state of inner quiescence. You like that? If only we could calm our chronic chattering thoughts at will, there would be no need for any formal meditation at all, he says. Lao Tzu's question, can you concentrate without deviating? Is the essence of this. Can you concentrate without deviating? And when we think about our unity practice, it's one of the places where after relaxation, it's concentration. So can we concentrate without deviating? We had a minister in Portland, Reverend Leroy Lowell, who used to say to us, you won't be stopping the thoughts, but just let the thoughts go by. Just let them float by. He said, don't get in the boat with them. You're not supposed to go with them, but just let them float by. So we were encouraged to come back to the breath whenever we found ourselves going off with a particular thought, come back to it. But research now shows us if we can focus on two things at once, the chattering stops. So I invite you now to focus on the breathing. So focus on the breath coming in, your chest rising, maybe your belly bulging out. But also then focus on your heart. See if you can focus on both those things. And as you do it, I am breathing freely. And then the focus phrase here, my mind is quiet. My mind is quiet. So focus on the breath, your heart, and my mind is quiet. Now that your minds are quiet, can accept the truth. This is from Buddha. The mystic realization of Buddha, this is what Selby writes, has been that God's creation is indeed perfect in every way. And yet what do? We judge and we resist and we say, no, no, that's not right and this is not right. And we often suffer due to our responses to experiences. So the phrase from Buddha, or to go into this place of acceptance of truth, this third part of this expansion, is I accept the world just as it is. I accept the world just as it is. And you can feel the burden of judgment lift as you allow the world to unfold without resistance. So we've got those three phrases now, just for a moment, reminding you, I am breathing freely. My mind is quiet. I accept the world just as it is. Then we come to the heart of the meditation practice, which is awakening the heart with Jesus. The heart, of course, is that epicenter, isn't it, of spiritual life. All the masters before Jesus and after him considered the heart and its primal capacity to receive and share universal, unconditional love, as Selby writes, and wisdom to be the epicenter of spiritual life. So add to these phrases, I am breathing freely, my heart, my mind is quiet. I accept the world just as it is. I love myself just as I am. I love myself just as I am. I think I've shared with you before a woman who was in stage 4 throat cancer and hadn't been able to sing for some time, and she was a singer and wanted to sing again at one of the big baseball games at Fenway Park in Boston. And she, in her recovery, she would write to this throat, what was happening in her throat. She called it PIN, pain in neck. Dear PIN, what is it that I need to know? What is it that I need to do here? And she kept getting a consistent answer. When she waited, she would get an answer, and it was, you don't love yourself. You don't treat yourself well. Answers like that. So I love myself just as I am. A very critical thing that we must do. Love ourselves just as we are. It's easy to get tied up in all the other things that we think we ought to be, and why aren't we as good as, or whatever. But no, I love myself just as I am. So that's our fourth statement. I am breathing freely. My mind is quiet. I accept the world just as it is. I love myself just as I am. Our fifth, as we go into this fifth expansion, is emotional healing. In this particular one, Selby's writing about Muhammad. He says, this chapter in meditative expansion focus on the process by which we choose to make our personal bubble of awareness permeable and allow a greater spiritual presence and power to flow into our personal awareness. So the phrase for this is, my heart is open to receive God's healing help. And if God doesn't work for you, you can use another word there. But my heart is open to receive God's healing help. And he suggests trying it over 3 breaths. So my heart is open for 1 breath. My heart is open to receive another breath, God's healing help. So I'm breathing freely. My mind is quiet. I accept the world just as it is. I love myself just as I am. And my heart is open to receive God's healing help. And then we move into self-remembering with Gurdjieff. This is a seemingly simple yet ultimately sublime step of learning to be conscious in two directions at once, aware of both outer and inner. This place where you have almost an observer being with you all the time, seeing what you're doing. Gurdjieff's profound insight into self-remembering propels us to awareness on multiple levels. The phrase with this is, I know who I am. I know who I am. I am breathing freely. My mind is quiet. I accept the world just as it is. I love myself just as I am. My heart is open to receive God's healing help. I know who I am. Feel your awareness expand to encompass both inner and outer dimensions. And finally, we come to Krishnamurti, experiencing bliss. Selby says, meditation is a primary tool for transforming banged around emotions and psychic systems into bright beacons of compassion, pleasure, clarity, and good old fashioned fun. Who doesn't want some of that? Anyone up for that? So that becomes then the culmination of our journey. We're adding, I am here now in bliss. I am here now in bliss. So we're going to take all those phrases into a time of meditation. Did you want to play that song before the meditation, Julian?
We can if you want to. We can do it afterwards. It's up to you.
We can do it afterwards. Okay.
Do it afterwards, yep.
So I'm going to invite you to make yourselves comfortable sitting however you choose. Feel free to make whatever movements you want to. And gently turn your attention to the air flowing in and out of your nose or mouth. Expand your awareness to include the movements in your chest and belly as you breathe. And say to yourself, I'm breathing freely. Expand your awareness to include your heart beating right in the middle of your breathing. Be aware of your whole body, here in this present moment, your feet, your hands, your face, your whole being. Be aware of the sounds around you. And now say to yourself, my mind is quiet. Expand your bubble of awareness to include the world around you, the people in your family, in your community, the people you work with, everyone and everything they're doing right now. The world just as it is in this moment, God's perfect creation. And say to yourself, I accept the world just as it is. And as you now hold your attention to your heart, notice how you feel toward your own self. observe whether you feel light or heavy in your heart, contracted or expansive. If you're judging yourself, just let the judgments go. Forgive yourself for everything that needs forgiving. Just let the love flow and say to yourself, I love myself just as I am. Be aware of your breathing, your heart, your whole body presence. And begin to be aware of where your personal bubble of awareness meets the infinite loving presence of God. Tune into the emotional upsets and wounds that you feel today. Just let them be there. And surrender to spiritual guidance as you say a few times, my heart is open to receive God's healing help. You're aware of your breathing, of all the various sensations coming to you right now from outside your body and from inside. As you stay aware of your perceptions from the outside world, at the same time, look with part of your awareness in the opposite direction, inward to the source of your awareness. Without any effort, simply be aware of what you're perceiving moment to moment. And at the same time, who is doing the perceiving? And as you look inward and become one with your own inner core of being, say to yourself a few times, I know who I am. Allow your breaths to come and go on their own. Listen to the sounds around you. Pay full attention to what is happening right now. Experience all at once. Pure awareness of the whole. Let thoughts fall away. Memories fall away. Desires fall away. Give yourself permission to be totally free to experience what actually is this here now. Experience the movement of life. Be totally attentive, extraordinarily quiet. Completely sensitive, whole and loving. When there is love, there is nothing more to do. Where you are, you have bliss. Be open to a new experience as you say, I am here now in bliss. And as the music plays, allow your meditation to deepen.
In the silence, there is a sacred. And in the sun.